It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. Teachers at Ranswell Township High School now have a tentative contract in their hands to vote on next week. Negotiators stayed up until nearly 1 o'clock this morning to end several months of sometimes contentious talks with an agreement that includes salary increases and changes in retirement and health care benefits. A federal mediator helped talks along. Illinois Federation of Teachers negotiator Gene Vanderport says both sides had to give.
Taken as a whole, given the circumstances of our current economic times and what's happening with tax revenues, I don't think it's much better than this.
Vanderport won't release the details of the tentative agreement. He says about 60 teachers will vote on it sometime next week, and he expects Ranswell Township High School District Board members will call a special meeting to approve the deal. Two Illinois candidates for the U.S. Senate have offered starkly different views on what Congress should do about the struggling economy. Incumbent Dick Durbin defends the $700 billion bailout plan approved to shore up failing financial institutions. The Democrat from Springfield said during a debate last night that Congress had to choose between doing nothing or doing something, and it chose to take action, even if that action isn't perfect. Republican challenger Steve Sauerberg says Congress had another option besides doing something and doing nothing. He says it could have done something smart. The Willowbrook resident says Congress could have cut corporate taxes or imposed a moratorium on capital gains taxes. He says that would have spurred investment. The Champaign County Board Committee has decided last night not to convert $1.3 million in nursing home loans to an outright gift. In the past, the county has forgiven about $1.5 million in loans to the ailing nursing home in the belief that the money just wasn't there to make good on the debt. Finance Committee members also believe in the case of the remaining $1.3 million, that's the case, but they also want to send a message that the facility needs to get to work on reaching financial stability. Committee member Michael Richards says he's tired of past promises from nursing home administrators that such stability was just around the corner.
Oh, 3 more months, we're going to be okay. 3 more months, we're going to be okay. It really just looks like Lucy pulling the football away from Charlie Brown. I don't know when it's going to be okay, but we've been hearing for my whole term, just if we change this one little thing, we're going to be okay.
The county board lent the $1.3 million to the nursing home over the last year and a half. County Administrator for Finance Deb Busey says since the loans won't be paid back anytime soon, keeping them on the books makes county finances appear healthier than they really are. The Finance Committee voted on the nursing home loans in the context of budget discussions. Busey told the committee the current economic crisis is likely to cut into county revenue in unexpected ways. And she says the county may have to make emergency spending cuts during the first quarter of the new fiscal year. The latest move in the battle over state funding for substance abuse programs has not given local agencies many new answers. This week, Governor Ral Blagojevich signed a bill to divert $221 million from special accounts in order to restore other money cut from the state budget. The director of development for the Prairie Center, Betty Seidel, hopes the center will receive more than $900,000 that the state cut from their agency's budget. Seidel says those cuts forced the center to close its detox program and cut back on youth services.
To be able to restore the services that the community is used to having here and that are very much needed in the Champaign-Urbana area, we would need all of that money restored. So I don't think that we could, continue to deliver the same kind of service level without that full restoration of the nearly $1 million cut that we took this year.
But it's not over. Blagojevich has yet to sign legislation authorizing the spending of that diverted money. He says it's up to State Comptroller Dan Hines to decide whether the state has enough money to restore that funding. One of the top officials in the early days of the Department of Homeland Security says there's no silver bullet to protect the United States from a possible terrorist attack. Speaking on yesterday's Focus 580 program, former DHS Deputy Secretary Admiral James Loy said a 100% guarantee solution is not available in protecting the country, but Loy says they've made major progress in preventing future plane hijackings.
So it is about hardened cockpit doors. It is about federal air marshals. It is about guns in the cockpit. It is about trained professionals at the checkpoints of airports as opposed to those things in the past. Challenge to me in aviation today, we've concentrated mightily on the passengers that get into the cabin of the aircraft. We probably still have a little bit of work to do on the cargo that goes into the belly of the aircraft.
Loy says they're still working on more effective ways to screen airport luggage. He says another major concern are the hundreds of thousands of containers that enter the country each day through commercial ports. Loy says it's difficult to maintain a high level of security while allowing trade to move freely. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. One half of all business income is produced by small business. Small business is big business. Commerce Bank is celebrating this engine of the American economy during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
It's 9:35, and the strains of In the Mood introduce meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom.
Kind of a scary mood on Wall Street today. That's what everybody's looking at, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay much attention to that. It's unsettling.
Yeah, but spend your day outside if you're in Champaign-Urbana. Spend as much as you can outside and not listening to stuff like that and enjoying the sunshine.
And we'll have a good bit of that throughout this weekend, which for some is a three-day weekend because it's a federal holiday on Monday.
Oh, it's Columbus Day.
So federal offices will be closed on Monday. Banks, I think, will be closed on Monday. You'll want to check with your particular bank on that. But three.